This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Catherine Orphan, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E-O-R-F-A-N, date of birth 06-16-1941, date of appointment 10. Then 19-2023, requesting physician Diana Sherman, D-I-A-N-A-S-H-E-R-M-A-N, M-D. Dear Dr. Sherman, I have the pleasure of seeing Catherine Orphan today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 82-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who had a left knee replacement on 5/11/2023, and then on 6/15/2023 she missed the last step of the stair and fell on the driveway. She fell backward and hit the head. She developed a scalp hematoma. She went to the Nathan Latour Hospital where CT of the head and MRI of the brain were negative. She fell in the bathroom one time. At that time she was dizzy. She does not have any more dizziness. Gait is little bit unstable. She does not have any headache, past medical history, anemia, arthritis, concussion, contusion of the right hip, fall, fatigue, gait instability, hyperlipidemia, neuropathy, pre-diabetic, history of syncope, past surgical history, total hip replacement, knee replacement on the left side, right shoulder joint replacement, tubal ligation, appendectomy, carpal tunnel surgery, allergy, non-drug allergy, medication, calcium, cyclosporin, eye drops, multivitamin, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, divorce, lives alone, have 4 children, family history, mother deceased, father deceased, 2 brother, alive and healthy, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having difficulty walking. She fell down one time. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft balls on present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 82-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 3, history of dizziness. Number 4, frequent fall. Next paragraph. She has a different reason for a fall, including dizziness, lightheadedness, and mechanical fall. Her CT of the head and MRI of the brain are normal. Her fall most probably due to peripheral sensory neuropathy and gait ataxia. I advised her to use a walker or a cane. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis.